Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester, in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. It's all too easy to condemn people who don't think the way we do, to think they're unworthy and should just be dismissed. Such an attitude is said to poison our politics today, and even lead to violence. So maybe condemning others isn't the best way to go. Consider Paul in the Bible. He was originally named Saul. He was positively certain that his religious viewpoints were correct, and that people who followed Christ Jesus' teachings were dead wrong. In fact, he was even happy to see those people killed. He was on his way to round up more of Jesus' followers when he had an extraordinary experience. He suddenly considered, the Bible says he heard a voice from heaven, that maybe he was wrong, that maybe those newfangled Christians had things right. The Bible says this blinded him, a telling metaphor. Ananias, one of Jesus' followers, came to the realization that he should help Saul, but he sure didn't want to. Yet he finally yielded to that thought that he should help. He went to Saul, and the power of the Christ cured Saul's blindness. Saul changed his name to Paul and became one of Jesus' most ardent and most successful followers, spreading Christianity through much of the known world. Ananias didn't condemn Paul despite his past behavior, and Paul learned that he had no reason to condemn Christians. They saw that condemnation of those who held opposing beliefs was not the answer. May we all follow their example, not condemn others, and see good prevail for everyone. Amen.